Little Dumplings. Chapter 19 of Teen Wolf Tumblr Ficlets, written by Devil Doll and read by Celia. Stiles loved school, okay? Jackson insisted it wasn't real school, but Stiles knew better. School was where you went during the day while your parents were at work, and teachers gave you things to do, and you learned stuff, and you made pictures to hang on the refrigerator at home. Stiles definitely went to school. Jackson was probably just being annoying on purpose anyway, because it was called Little Dumplings Preschool. It was right there in the name. And Stiles looked forward to going there every day, because there was always lots of fun stuff to do, and a playground with a swing set and a sandbox, and Miss Blake didn't get mad at him when he got the fidgets. And he got to spend all day with Scott. Scott was Stiles' best friend at school, and also his best friend outside of school, because their parents were friends too. Scott and Stiles had sleepovers and everything, even though they were only 4 years old. No one else in their class had had a sleepover yet. Stiles liked to brag about it. Even if they weren't mature enough for sleepovers yet, everyone else in class had a best friend too. Jackson had Danny, Lydia had Allison. Boyd and Erica and Isaac were all best friends together, which was unconventional, but who was Stiles to judge? They spent their days playing games Miss Blake taught them, and taking naps on their squishy mats, and learning how to write their names and how to count things. Sometimes they argued over toys until Miss Blake reminded them they had to share, and sometimes someone, Jackson, cried over who got a bigger cookie at snack time, but for the most part, they all got along. It was very peaceful and fun. Until Derek Hale showed up. Derek arrived for his first day of school after everyone else was already in their seats coloring their picture for the day. Since it was almost Thanksgiving, today's picture was a cartoon turkey. The brown crayons were all being worn down to nubs. "Oh, hi, Derek," Miss Blake said, smiling, when the door opened and Derek and his mom walked in. "I was wondering if you were going to join us today." Derek stared up at her and didn't say anything, or smile back. He had the thickest eyebrows Stiles had ever seen on a kid, and they made him look really serious. "We had a bit of a hectic morning at home. We're still unpacking," Derek's mom explained. She seemed a little frazzled. "Hopefully we'll get into a routine soon." She looked down at Derek and smoothed his hair, which he didn't take kindly to at all, glowering as he ran his own hands through it until it was sticking up all over again. Stiles was so busy watching all that he missed what Derek's mom said next, only catching the word Sheriff's Department, which definitely made him snap back to attention. Stiles' dad was the sheriff. Now Stiles was really curious. They hadn't had a new kid in the room since Allison, and this one was a boy, and he was wearing a shirt with a triceratops on it. Stiles loved dinosaurs. He knew more about them than anyone else in his class. And maybe this new kid's mom knew Dad. Since no one was paying attention to him, and he had already finished coloring his turkey, Stiles got out of his chair and slipped along the wall until he got to his cubby. If Miss Blake turned around and caught him, he could pretend he was cold and wanted his sweatshirt. Miss Blake and Derek's mom were too busy talking to notice Stiles, but Derek spotted him immediately and meanly narrowed his eyes at him. Stiles didn't know what he'd done to provoke that much hostility right off the bat, but he didn't like it. He stuck his tongue out at Derek, who wrinkled his nose and stuck his tongue out at Stiles. "Here's his lunch," Derek's mom said, handing Miss Blake a Lion King lunchbox with Derek's name written on the side in black marker. She bent down and kissed Derek on the cheek. Derek grimaced through it, then rubbed his cheek like he could wipe the kiss off. "Oh, and you might want to keep an eye on him around other kids," Derek's mom said to Miss Blake as she straightened back up. "He's a biter." Miss Blake put Derek at Scott and Stiles' table, and Stiles wasn't quite sure how he felt about that. It was normally just the two of them, and they liked it that way, spending most of their day in a little Scott and Stiles bubble. They didn't have any say in it, though, could only sit silently as Miss Blake ushered Derek into the red chair, Stiles always sat in the blue one and Scott in the yellow, and gave him a turkey picture. Derek didn't even color it, just sat and stared at Scott and Stiles like a weirdo. "You have to write your name on it," Stiles said when the staring started to get aggravating. He tried to hand Derek a purple crayon. Derek looked at it, then reached over and grabbed a green one out of the pile instead and began to slowly print his name, right above the turkey spot. "I want the green crayon too," Scott said when he looked up and saw. "I want to put grass on mine." Derek didn't say anything, just poked the corner of his mouth with his tongue as he labored over the first E in his name. "Can Scott have the green crayon when you're done?" Stiles asked Derek. You were supposed to say please, but Miss Blake wasn't close enough to hear. Derek didn't answer. Scott and Stiles sat watching as Derek finished writing his name. It seemed to take forever. "Can I please have the green crayon now?" Scott asked when Derek was finally done. Derek's eyes flicked up at Scott, and then he looked back down at his paper and began to fill in his entire turkey with green. After coloring time, Scott eventually decided his turkey was on the beach, since Derek refused to surrender the green crayon. It was sing-along time. Miss Blake had a little keyboard that could sound like a piano, or a guitar, or a saxophone, and made sound effects too. Everyone loved sing-along time, except Derek, who sat silently the whole time, watching everyone else. He didn't even sing Pop Goes the Weasel, which was everyone's favorite because they got to yell pop every time. Then it was finally playground time. As much as Stiles liked coloring and singing, being on the playground was a welcome change from all the classroom stuff, where you couldn't run and had to use your inside voice. Stiles' class got to go outside twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Morning recess was Stiles' favorite. It was a little chilly outside today, but it was sunny, and Stiles had his new purple hoodie to keep him warm. It didn't matter to Stiles what the weather was like anyway. He just wanted to zip around and shout all he wanted and not get the stink eye from any adults. It could have been raining centipedes, and he wouldn't have cared. He zipped his sweatshirt all the way up to his chin and got in line behind Scott and tried not to complain about how long it took Isaac to get his stupid scarf on. It wasn't that cold. Finally, everyone had their outdoor clothes on, and Miss Blake led them down the hallway to the back door. The line marched along obediently, if a little crookedly, talking in hushed voices because they had to walk past the baby room, and if you woke up the babies, you got in big trouble. Stiles and Scott had been in the baby room together a long time ago, but neither of them remembered it. When they passed by, Stiles peeked through the window in the door, but as usual, there wasn't much going on in there. Babies were pretty boring. The anticipation continued to build as they rounded the corner, and by the time Miss Blake opened the door to the playground, Stiles felt like he was going to burst. At that point, there was no more orderly line and no more inside voices. The class poured through the door onto the playground at full speed, shrieking with glee and scattered like marbles. Allison and Lydia made straight for the plastic castle, while Erica and Isaac and Boyd swarmed the slide. Jackson and Danny raced each other to the swing set, with Scott and Stiles close behind. Even though Derek had yet to say a word to either of them and had been a meanie about the green crayon, he followed Scott and Stiles. "Oh, great," Scott said when he looked back and saw Derek trailing behind them. Stiles chose to just ignore Derek entirely. He didn't have time for people who weren't nice to Scott. Jackson wasn't nice to Scott either. Maybe he and Derek could be friends. And anyway, there was more important stuff to focus on, like the swings. The swing set was new, and it had four swings on it, instead of three like the old one. Everyone knew four swings was better than three. Danny was already sitting on the end one, being pushed by Jackson. Stiles took the one on the opposite end, hitching himself up onto the plastic seat, and when Derek saw, he darted forward and tried to grab the swing right next to Stiles. Scott always took the swing next to Stiles. That was what best friends did. Stiles was too shocked to do anything but stare, but Scott immediately threw himself at the same swing, grabbing one of the chains and trying to shove his butt in first. "I want to be next to Stiles," Scott huffed as Derek tried to shoulder him out of the way. "You can have the other one." Derek didn't say anything, but his face was set with grim resolve as he tried to force his way onto the seat. He was a little bigger than Scott, but Scott was very squirmy and very determined. Scott had almost managed to get himself completely in the swing when Derek opened his mouth, craned his neck forward, and bit Scott right on the arm. Scott started wailing instantly, clutching his arm to his chest, and Stiles was off his swing before he even really knew what he was doing. "You leave him alone!" he yelled, and put both hands in the middle of Derek's chest, and pushed as hard as he could. Derek went down on his butt, looking shocked, and then he started to cry too. Derek apologized to Scott, Miss Blake said a few minutes later. They were all in the quiet room, which was usually where kids went to wait for their parents if they puked at school. Stiles had never been in here, and he couldn't help giving a sniff or two just to see if it smelled like puke. Scott was sitting on the small bed in the corner, still sniffling. Miss Blake had wiped the bite down with something smelly while Scott yowled, and then put a band-aid on it. Now Scott was cradling his arm against his stomach like it had nearly been severed, even though Derek hadn't even broken the skin. Derek himself was standing nearby, looking mutinous. He had tear tracks on his face, and his nose was a little runny. He came forward at Miss Blake's urging, but refused to look at Scott. "I'm sorry I bit you," he mumbled, eyes fixed on his shoes. They were the first words he'd spoken all day. "All right," Scott said, and sniffled again. "Now it's your turn," Miss Blake prompted Scott. "Sorry," Scott mumbled. Derek didn't reply. "And now," Miss Blake said, using her hand on the top of Derek's head to turn him towards Stiles. "You and Stiles apologize to each other." "No way," Stiles said immediately, outraged by this grave injustice. Clearly Miss Blake did not understand what had happened on the playground at all, even though Stiles had explained it twice. "I'm not apologizing to him. He deserved it." Derek crossed his arms over his chest and glared at Stiles, though the effect was blunted a little by how watery his eyes were. Miss Blake looked down at him. "Derek, are you going to apologize?" she asked. Derek stayed silent. If asked, Stiles would admit that technically Derek didn't owe Stiles an apology, since he hadn't actually said or done anything to Stiles himself, but he certainly wasn't going to volunteer that information. "All right," Miss Blake said briskly. "We'll take care of this another way." She opened the quiet room door and marched all three of them through it. It was snack time, and everyone else was visiting quietly over their graham crackers and milk, but they all felt silent and stared as Scott and Stiles and Derek came into the room. There had never been an actual physical fight at school before. No one knew what to expect. What Stiles certainly didn't expect was for Miss Blake to instruct Scott to sit with Isaac and Erica and Boyd and make Stiles and Derek sit together at the Scott and Stiles table, without Scott. Scott, already feeling wounded, dissolved back into tears immediately.
"But I want to sit with Stiles."
"I don't want to sit with Derek,"
Stiles wailed, feeling dangerously close to tears himself. Derek shuffled over and took his place in the red chair. He didn't express any opinion on the matter, just hunched over morosely and started drawing circles on the tabletop with his finger. Of course, it didn't really matter what Scott and Stiles wanted, because Miss Blake was the teacher and she would not be swayed. For the first time Stiles could ever remember, he and Scott ate their snacks separately. Stiles was so upset he accidentally spilled his milk, and Miss Blake gave him a cup of water instead, which only made him more miserable. Everyone knew you couldn't eat graham crackers with water. Plus, now that the fight was over and he was thinking clearly again, Stiles realized Miss Blake was probably going to tell their parents what had happened, including Stiles's parents. Stiles had never intentionally hurt another kid before, so he had no idea what was going to happen when Mom and Dad found out. Was his own father going to have to arrest him? He took another bite of graham cracker and chewed listlessly on it, wishing he had some milk. Derek stared at him as he gnawed on his own cracker. Not only did Derek have milk, he had a little carton of special milk, with a bendy straw in it and everything. "I'm allergic to regular milk," Derek said, slurping some special milk through the straw when he saw Stiles looking at it. It was the first thing he'd said voluntarily.
"Really?"
Stiles asked, perking up. What happens? He had an aunt who swelled up when she ate fish.
I throw up, Derek said, a little proudly. Everywhere.
Wow, Stiles said, impressed.
Wanna try some? Derek asked, sliding his milk carton towards Stiles. It's made from nuts.
Stiles still thought Derek wasn't very nice, but he knew a peace offering when he saw one, and he was also really curious to know what nut milk tasted like.
Not all that great, he discovered.
So Stiles survived snack time without Scott and graham crackers with no milk, and he was pretty proud of himself. Little did he know things were going to get worse come story time. Story time was Stiles' second favorite part of the day. Miss Blake had a nice voice that made Stiles feel like someone was rubbing his head when he listened to it, and she always picked good stories to read. Plus, today it meant a break from having to sit all alone with Derek, who, after Stiles told him his special milk was gross, went back to just staring at him and not talking. Relieved to finally get away from Derek, Stiles grabbed his mat and his blanket out of his cubby and headed straight for his usual spot next to Scott, but Miss Blake intercepted him.
You and Derek are going to sit next to each other, she said.
Derek had already put his mat down off to the side, near the window, and was sitting on it, glaring at his Batman sneakers.
And you're going to hold hands.
What?
Stiles blurted. He looked over at Derek, who was looking back at him, mouth fallen open in shock. His eyes were so wide that for once his eyebrows weren't his most noticeable facial feature.
If you refuse to apologize to each other, you'll have to make up another way, Miss Blake said firmly, steering Stiles over toward Derek and standing there while he obediently, if somewhat grudgingly, put his mat down.
Once he got it unrolled, Stiles sprawled sullenly on his back on his mat, his blanket half over him. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Derek lay down too. He didn't have a blanket. Stiles stared determinedly at the ceiling. He was pretty sure Derek was doing that too. Miss Blake towered over them, waiting. Finally, Derek sighed and flopped his hand out between them, so Stiles did the same, but they were too far apart, and Miss Blake was giving them a look. Stiles scooted a little closer until their fingertips touched. Slowly, Derek turned his hand over and put it over Stiles's. Their fingers sort of snagged on each other rather than hanging on, but that seemed to be enough for Miss Blake, who finally walked away, looking satisfied. Everyone else was already settled on their mats and not paying much attention to Derek and Stiles, except for Scott, who was sitting all alone, looking like he might cry again. This was horrible. This was the worst thing that had happened to Stiles at school ever. Miss Blake took a seat at the front of the room and smiled pleasantly before she opened the book and started reading, but Stiles wasn't falling for it. She was pure evil, he realized now, even eviler than Cruella de Vil, who wanted to make a coat out of puppies. She still had a nice voice, though. Today's story was Where the Wild Things Are, one of Stiles's favorites, but he had a hard time concentrating. He kept looking over at Scott, who had finally laid down on his mat, wrapped in his blanket like a lonely little burrito. Scott had the corner of his blanket flipped up over his face and never once looked over at Stiles and Derek. Derek's hand was kind of sweaty and sticky, and his thumb kept twitching. Stiles wished he would stop it, so the next time he did it, Stiles tightened his grip so it couldn't twitch. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Derek's head roll back to look at him, and then he tightened his hand too. Now they really were holding hands, not just pretending to make Miss Blake happy. Stiles had never held hands with anyone before, except his parents. He'd thought he'd like to hold hands with Lydia sometime, because she had pretty red hair and knew how to audition already, but he knew better than to try. Derek had messy black hair, and Stiles had no idea if he knew how to audition, but holding his hand was okay. Stiles drifted off into nap time, lulled by Miss Blake's voice and Derek's moist grip. Stiles' dad said he was disappointed in him and gave him a long, boring lecture, but he didn't arrest him. By the next morning, Stiles had forgotten all about the new table assignments and the handholding until he walked back into the classroom and saw Scott already seated at the other table with Erica and Isaac and Boyd. He gave Stiles a woeful look and then went back to coloring. Stiles was stunned.
He just assumed everything would go back to normal this morning, with the possible exception that Miss Blake would come to her senses and move Derek to another table, which seemed like the easiest solution. It was the Scott and Stiles table for a reason. Scott and Stiles sat there every day, no one else. It hadn't even entered Stiles's mind that Scott wouldn't be allowed to sit there again today. No one had ever had a punishment for anything last more than one day. That was not how things were done at Little Dumplings. But apparently that was how things were done now. Derek was already sitting at the Scott and Stiles table, today's picture pinned down with one starfished hand while he scribbled away. And he was sitting in the yellow chair, the one right next to Stiles's blue one. "That's Scott's chair," Stiles said when he sat down. Derek didn't dispute that fact. He just handed Stiles the orange crayon and went back to coloring. Today's picture was pumpkins, Stiles saw. Since he already had the orange crayon, he set himself to filling them in, scribbling in white arcs. Derek, Stiles noticed, made short little lines with his crayon, and he was coloring his pumpkins pink. Stiles didn't approve of Derek's unconventional coloring choices, but that seemed the least of his problems right now. Scott, who was now on his second day sitting with Boyd and Erica and Isaac, seemed to be adapting to it fairly quickly. Whenever Stiles looked over at him, he wasn't gazing wistfully over at Stiles like he had the day before, but was busy building a tower of blocks with Boyd or blowing bubbles with his spit to make Isaac laugh. It stung a little, seeing him having a good time with the other kids, and Stiles didn't like it at all. After a while, he stopped looking over there because it was just making him more miserable. That left him with no one to focus on but Derek, who seemed a lot less hostile towards Stiles today. He shared the crayons nicely, even the green one, and helped Stiles make a dragon out of Play-Doh, and sat next to him during sing-along time, even though he still didn't sing. That made what happened during morning recess even more shocking. Playground time was even more of a godsend today, because finally Stiles and Scott could be together. Stiles had been a little worried that Scott would want to play with Erica and Boyd and Isaac now, but as soon as they burst through the door, Scott pounced on Stiles like an overgrown kitten. They whooped and jumped, pawing at each other's jackets, until they fell on the ground in a tangle, and Stiles felt all his misery and worry disappear like a popped soap bubble. When they finally got up, they ran straight for the sandbox, and Stiles started blocking out the boundaries of their castle, while Scott worked on building a tower. They always built the best castles together. The last one had had a moat and everything. After a minute or two, Stiles noticed Derek slinking toward them, looking all pinchy and miserable again. He stepped into the sandbox, then stood there silently, watching. "You want to play with us?" Stiles asked, having warmed to Derek a little over the course of the morning, but Scott immediately objected. "I'm not playing with him," Scott said, reaching for the extra sand pail and putting it behind him, where Derek couldn't reach it. "He's mean." Derek looked positively crushed for a second, then he narrowed his eyes at Scott, pulled his foot back, and brought it forward straight through the castle, which had the dual effect of destroying it and kicking sand right into Scott's face. What else could Stiles do but retaliate? "I'm not apologizing," Stiles said mutinously once they were in the quiet room with Scott and Miss Blake again. "Me neither," Derek said. They held hands through Curious George Learns the Alphabet, and Stiles's dad was disappointed in him again that night. The next morning, Stiles and Derek were still exiled together at the corner table, and Derek didn't seem to care. Of course, why would he? He wasn't separated from his best friend like Stiles was. He didn't even have a best friend. Nobody liked him because he was a biter and a sand kicker. Except Stiles maybe did like Derek a little. When they were inside, just the two of them at their table, Derek was fine. He was even friendly, and had even started talking a little more. He told Stiles all about how his family had moved here because his mom got a job with the county, which Stiles already knew, because he'd heard his parents talking about Derek's mom over dinner. Derek's mom was the coroner, which Stiles knew meant she looked at dead bodies all day. Stiles thought that was both gross and cool, but Derek didn't seem very interested in his mom's job, and claimed to have never seen a dead person, just animals on the road and his sister's hamster. "Its eyes were like this," Derek said, closing his eyes halfway so all Stiles could see was a little strip of white.
Ooh, Stiles said, fascinated. Was it all stiff?
Stiles had heard that things got stiff like a board.
I don't know.
Derek shrugged. My dad put it in an ice cream carton and buried it in the flower bed. My sister cried.
You should dig it up and see what it looks like now, Stiles suggested, wondering if he could somehow wrangle an invitation to be there for it.
It's at our old house, Derek said, cutting a handful of clay flat so he could press his leaf into it.
Oh, Stiles said, disappointed.
He'd forgotten that part.
He picked up his own piece of clay and hurriedly began to smush it into a circle. He'd kind of forgotten about it while talking to Derek.
Stiles asked a few more questions, but Derek wasn't able to provide many details about dead hamsters, which was a shame. The part about the ice was valuable information, though, so Stiles appreciated Derek's input. They talked about other stuff until art time was over, and then they built a saber-toothed tiger trap out of Legos that was the best saber-toothed tiger trap Stiles had ever seen. Just like the day before, everything was fine, or even better than fine, until recess, when Derek skipped Stiles' turn on the slide twice and then said velociraptors were the boringest dinosaur. Maybe Stiles would have been able to tolerate one of those things, but not both. The situation degenerated quickly from there. In the quiet room, Miss Blake sighed and gave them a lecture about tolerance and sharing, which, blah blah blah, like Stiles didn't already know that stuff. He was 4 years old, sheesh. Stiles didn't even bother to get his mat out for story time, just laid down on Derek's, because it was easier, and also because Derek still didn't have a blanket, and Stiles's was big enough for two. Scott had started putting his mat next to Isaac, so at least Stiles didn't have to feel guilty about making him sit through story time alone. At lunchtime, it was discovered that Derek's special milk had burst and leaked all over his lunchbooks. His sandwich was in a plastic bag and was fine, but he didn't have anything to drink but water. Stiles had a little carton of orange juice, so he shared that with Derek too. The next morning, Stiles woke up with a sore throat and spent the rest of the week at home with a babysitter, the retired lady who lived across the street and liked to watch dancing competitions on TV. When he walked back into the classroom on Monday morning, Derek was still at their table, but Scott was back, and there was also a new girl sitting there now too. Miss Blake was really getting carried away with all the changes.
"Stiles!"
Derek cried, thrilled, as soon as he saw him. He'd never done anything like that before, and it made Stiles feel good. Normally, Scott was the only person in the class who was that excited to see him. Stiles waved at him, and Derek waved back, and so did Scott, who was grinning like a loon. The new girl was smiling too. She seemed friendly enough, so maybe they wouldn't have all the drama at the table like they'd had with Derek.
"Stiles, I'm back!"
Scott said happily when Stiles sat down, as if Stiles hadn't noticed.
"Hi!"
the new girl said. She was wearing a purple tutu, and her name was Kira, and she was sitting in the green chair, which until now had always been empty. Derek was still in the yellow chair he'd commandeered from Scott, and Scott was now in the red chair, which was all the way across the table from Stiles. It wasn't ideal, but Stiles wasn't going to dwell on it because he and Scott were back together again, finally. He didn't have time to anyway, because there was coloring to be done. Today's picture was a cartoon bear wearing a hat. Stiles and Kira colored their bears black, while Scott filled his in brown. Derek claimed his was a polar bear and didn't color it at all, just made the hat red. Stiles was impressed with his creativity. Once everyone had finished their picture, Miss Blake announced that this morning instead of singing, there would be finger painting, which was always fun and usually stained Stiles' fingernails blue. While they waited for Miss Blake to pass out the smocks and the paints, Stiles noticed Kira's t-shirt had Wonder Woman on it, so Stiles told her he liked superheroes too, and then Scott chimed in, and pretty soon the three of them were chattering away. Kira had moved here because of her dad's job, but he wasn't a coroner, he was a teacher at the high school. This was not nearly as interesting or as exciting as Derek's mom being the coroner, but Scott seemed fascinated. Kira had already been at Little Dumplings for a few days while Stiles was sick, and Scott obviously liked her already.
Stiles would have preferred to have all of Scott's attention for himself again, but that wasn't going to be the case with Kira at the table. It wasn't a big deal, Stiles told himself, because he'd recently made a new friend too. He had Derek. And Stiles had missed Derek too, while he'd been homesick. Derek hadn't said much since Stiles sat down, just sat quietly next to Stiles and watched him talk to Scott and Kira, which hadn't even fazed Stiles at all, so maybe he was getting used to Derek's weirdness. While Scott and Kira were talking, Stiles showed Derek his Stegosaurus shirt, which he'd picked out on his own today because he hadn't worn it in a while, and going back to school after being sick was a special occasion. Derek was sufficiently impressed. "I got a new backpack," Derek shared. "It's got Ninja Turtles on it." "What happened to your old backpack?" Stiles asked. "My mom threw it away," Derek said, screwing up his face in disgust for some reason Stiles couldn't fathom. At morning recess, Scott wanted to play a game with Kira and Allison and Isaac, where they fought with sticks they pretended were swords. There were already a lot of rules for it, so they must have been playing it while Stiles was homesick. That thought made Stiles feel kind of bad, but he went along with the game anyway, even though he would much rather have built a sandcastle with Scott, just the two of them. It seemed like a lot had changed while Stiles was gone. Kira and Scott were already friends, and Scott was friends with Isaac and Boyd and Erica now too, after spending so many days sitting with them. Scott had a whole group of friends that Stiles had to share him with, and Stiles wasn't sure he wanted to share Scott with other people at all. He'd liked it just fine the way it was, until Derek showed up and threw everything off. Derek! Stiles had totally forgotten about him. He put down his stick sword and looked around for Derek's spiky black hat, first by the slide and then by the swings, and finally found him sitting by himself in the sandbox. He wasn't really building anything, just pushing sand around. His face lit up when he saw Stiles walking toward him. "You want to play swords with us?" Stiles asked. Everyone else was still playing fighting on the grass, shrieking up a storm. Derek's face fell, and he looked back down at the sand. "No," he said, boring a hole in the sand with his finger. "They don't like me." That was pretty much true, Stiles thought. But Derek certainly hadn't done much to make himself likable. He was friendlier with Stiles than anyone else, but that didn't stop him from being mean sometimes too. "Wanna push me on the swings?" Stiles asked. That was something they could do together. He was kind of tired of playing swords anyway. It wasn't as exciting as he'd been led to believe. That made Derek perk up. "Okay," he said, and scrambled to his feet. Derek pushed Stiles on the swing with his sandy hands and told him everything he'd missed while he was sick, like what pictures they'd colored and what stories Miss Blake had read. Stiles pictured Derek all alone on his mat with no blanket during story time, and that made him feel bad too. Maybe even more bad than thinking about Scott having other friends. "My dad gave me the wrong sandwich in my lunch, and it had regular cheese on it, and I threw up," Derek bragged. "Everywhere?" Stiles asked, breathless. "Everywhere," Derek confirmed. Stiles had really picked the wrong time to get sick. Also, Stiles suspected that now he knew why Derek's mom had thrown away his old backpack. After that, Stiles pushed Derek on the swing for a while, until Miss Blake blew the whistle that meant it was time to go back inside. Lining up outside the door, waiting for Miss Blake to lead them in, felt weird for some reason, and after a minute, Stiles figured out it was because it had been a long time since he and Derek had actually gone back inside with the rest of the class. Usually by now, they would have gotten into a disagreement and been marched into the quiet room, doomed to hold hands during story time. But that wouldn't happen today because they'd both behaved themselves during recess. Miss Blake didn't have any reason to take them to the quiet room or make them hold hands. Stiles could sit with Scott today, probably, though now that meant sitting with Kira and Erica and Boyd and Isaac too. Maybe he wouldn't even get to sit next to Scott anymore. Maybe he'd have to sit next to Isaac or Erica, just to be near Scott, while Derek sat by himself. Miss Blake opened the door and the line started moving, making their way back to the room for snack time. Quick as a snake, Stiles stretched out his foot and stomped on the back of Derek's shoe, giving him a flat tire. Derek whirled around and pinched him hard. Later, they fell asleep under Stiles's blanket, listening to Miss Blake read about green eggs and ham, Derek's hand a damp and comforting weight on top of Stiles's. You two seem to get along so well, except on the playground, Miss Blake said the next day after morning recess. She'd given up on asking them to apologize to each other, which was just fine with Stiles. His pants were still a little wet where water had splashed all over them when Derek stomped in a puddle, and Derek's shirt had a big muddy splotch on the front, the exact size and shape of Stiles's hand. Derek got special yogurt at snack time and let Stiles try it. It was way better than the special milk. When Miss Blake sat down and started to read, Derek held Stiles's hand under the blanket, even though it was still kind of muddy. So it went. By the end of the week, Miss Blake had had enough, and she called Stiles's parents and Derek's parents in for a meeting after school. Stiles was terrified. He and Derek sat on the little wooden bench under the window in their classroom while their parents talked with Miss Blake in her office, which was behind a door in the back of the room. No matter how hard he strained his ears, Stiles couldn't pick out more than a word or two in what was just a rumble of voices. He was tempted to try to sneak a little closer, but he was already in enough trouble. He tried to sit as quietly as possible on the bench, but he had a bad case of Jimmy lag and couldn't make it stop bouncing. Derek was still as a corpse, watching Bubbles, the class goldfish, swim back and forth in his tank. Stiles was convinced they were going to kick him out of school. He knew it happened sometimes. It was called getting expulsion, and it was the worst thing that could happen to a kid. If he could never come back to school, he'd hardly see Scott anymore, only when their parents let them, and maybe Scott's parents wouldn't want him to hang out with an expulsion kid. Just as bad, Stiles would probably never see Derek again at all. Stiles's dad and Derek's mom worked together, but they weren't friends. Stiles would probably have to spend all day every day with a neighbor, watching dancing shows, friendless. His life would be ruined. As the enormity of the situation sank in and Stiles realized he'd already, at the age of 4, destroyed his entire future, Derek stared on, either unbothered by or unaware of what was currently at stake. It made Stiles feel even more isolated and miserable. He thought he was going to cry, and he hated crying, because sometimes when he cried too hard, he got the lung squeezies. The lung squeezies were scary and made him feel like he couldn't breathe, and his mom or dad had to help him calm down, but they were in the office with Miss Blake and wouldn't even know it was happening. Stiles had never had the lung squeezes without someone around who could help him. Maybe if no one knew what to do, he'd die. Before he could stop it, Stiles hiccuped a little sob, feeling small and alone and sad. He just wanted everything to be simple and good again, like it had been before. Next to him, Derek was still perfectly silent, but his hand stole across the bench and closed over Stiles's, familiar and comfortably sticky. Stiles sucked in a shaky breath and twisted his wrist so he could hang on tight. Derek held on just as tight. "Will you still be my friend if I get expulsioned?" Stiles whispered, because he couldn't stand not knowing. Derek turned his head to frown at him, obviously confused. "What's expulsioned?" "It's when they make you leave school forever," Stiles explained, feeling his lower lip start to tremble. He couldn't even bear to talk about it. It was so awful. Derek's eyes were suddenly wide as golf balls. "Forever?" "Forever," Stiles nodded. One of the older kids on his street had gotten her diploma on the computer instead of at school. Stiles supposed he'd have to do that now, which was going to take forever, because he was only allowed to use the computer for 30 minutes a day after dinner. "I'll be your friend no matter what," Derek said fiercely, squeezing Stiles's hand even harder. "You can come to my birthday party." "Really?" Stiles asked, sniffling. He loved birthday parties. There were usually games and cake, and sometimes you got presents too, even though it wasn't your birthday, in a little bag when you left. There might even be a bouncy house if it was a kid party and not a boring adult party. Stiles had been to 3 kid parties already in his life, so he considered himself something of an expert. Derek nodded solemnly. "My dad makes spaghetti and we have ice cream that doesn't make me throw up," he said. "You can come to my birthday too," Stiles promised, even though his birthday was a long time away. It wasn't even Christmas yet, and his birthday was way after Christmas. Derek grinned at him so big Stiles noticed for the first time that one of his front teeth was chipped and kind of pointy. That was probably what happened when you were a biter.
Stiles didn't get a chance to ask Derek about his tooth because the office door opened and all the grown-ups came out. This was the moment of truth. They were finally going to learn their punishment. To Stiles's horror, Miss Blake and Derek's parents were smiling and laughing, and Stiles's lips started to tremble again. They were probably kicking him out of school and they were happy about it. They were glad to get rid of him. Stiles's parents came out of the room last, talking quietly amongst themselves. When they saw him sitting on the bench clinging to Derek's hand and on the verge of tears, they rushed over. Miss Blake and Derek's parents noticed and immediately stopped laughing as they hurried over too.
"Honey, what's wrong?" Mom asked him, putting her hand on his forehead like she did when she was checking to see if he had a fever.
"He's scared you're gonna kick him out of school," Derek said, sounding a little accusatory, even though it was Stiles' own fault he was in trouble. He could have just ignored Derek on the playground all this time, or been sneakier about getting back at him at least.
"Oh, honey," Miss Blake said softly, "we're not going to kick you out of school. We're just trying to figure out how to make you two stop fighting."
"It sure doesn't look like they're fighting now," Derek's dad pointed out. He was the biggest man Stiles had ever seen. He was probably even bigger than Batman. Derek definitely got his eyebrows from him.
Mom ran her finger soothingly through Stiles' hair while Dad hunkered down in front of him. Dad looked at Stiles, then at Derek, and then at their hands, still clutched together on the bench between them. He had that look on his face he always got when he'd figured out something Stiles was trying to hide.
"You know, boys," Dad said, rubbing his chin, "it's okay to hold hands whenever you want to, right? And you can sit with each other at story time every day if you want. You don't have to do it because Miss Blake is trying to teach you a lesson."
"But I need to sit with Scott," Stiles said, shrill. He always sat with Scott. Scott was his best friend. They had sleepovers.
"Who's Scott?" Derek's dad asked Miss Blake.
"He's Stiles' friend," Miss Blake said. "My best friend!" Stiles exclaimed. Derek suddenly tried to yank his hand away, but Stiles held on with all his might. "We can't all three be best friends," he said brokenly. Isaac and Erica and Boyd somehow did it, but they all liked each other. Scott and Derek didn't get along. Stiles didn't want to choose. He couldn't choose.
"Is that what this is all about?"
Mom asked with a definite tone of disbelief.
"Oh, Stiles."
"Well, this explains a lot," Derek's dad said.
He knuckled Derek on the head.
"You want to be best friends with Stiles?" he asked.
"Yes," Derek said, small.
"But we can't," Stiles started to say, because the grown-ups didn't seem to understand.
"How about Scott can be your best friend and Derek can be your special friend?"
Derek's mom suggested, totally blowing Stiles' mind. "Special friend." Stiles had never heard of that before, but it sounded perfect. And Derek already had special milk and special yogurt and special cheese, so it made total sense that Stiles could be his special friend.
"That would work," Miss Blake agreed.
"Stiles, you can sit between Scott and Derek during story time. How about that?" Stiles snuck a glance over at Derek, who was looking at him with big hopeful eyes.
"Can we do that?" he asked Derek.
"Will you still sit on my mat?" Derek asked. Stiles looked up at Miss Blake to see if that was okay. She smiled and nodded.
"Yes," Stiles said. "And you can still use my blanket if you want."
"Okay," Derek said. He looked satisfied with the arrangement.
"Doesn't Derek have his own blanket?" Derek's dad asked, frowning.
"Of course he has his own blanket," Derek's mom said. "I forgot it in the car the first day because we were in such a hurry, but I..."
She trailed off as she looked over at the wall of cubbies, and everyone looked over at the cubbies too, except for Derek, who began to studiously examine his knees. Derek's dad suddenly walked over and bent to look in Derek's cubby, which, as far as Stiles could see, didn't have a blanket in it. Then he straightened up and frowned as he peered into one of the big cubbies on top, the ones Miss Blake used to store stuff, because they were too high up for any of the kids to use. While they all looked on, Derek's dad reached in and pulled out a ragged-looking blanket that had probably been white at some point, but was now closer to grey.
This blanket? Derek's dad asked, raising an eyebrow at Derek.
Derek's face was turning beet red. He nodded shyly, never looking up from his knees.
Derek, did you hide your blanket so you had to share with Stults? Miss Blake asked.
Yes, Derek said, sounding miserable.
Huh, that's actually pretty sm...
Dad started to say, then broke off with an oof when Mom poked him in the ribs.
Stults used his elbow to nudge Derek, who was chewing guiltily on his lower lip.
Wow, Stults said admiringly. You climbed all the way up there. You're like Spider-Man.
Derek finally looked up then at Stults and beamed.
Stults wasn't sure how Scott would take the news about Derek being his special friend when he explained it to him the next day during coloring time, and at first, Stults feared the worst had come to pass, because Scott's face scrunched down into a frown. When Stults got to the part, though, about having a special friend and a best friend, Scott's expression lifted immediately.
"Can I have a special friend, too?" he asked.
Stults was about to ask who Scott wanted for a special friend when he saw him look shyly over at Kira, who was drawing big bloody wounds on her cartoon snake for some reason, not paying attention to the conversation. Stults thought this was a little hasty, because Scott had only known Kira for a few days, but Stults's own special friend had shoved a handful of sand down Stults's pants last week, so Stults wasn't really in a place to criticize.
"Sure," he said magnanimously, as Kira reached for the silver crayon and drew a huge knife slashing down into the snake. Scott's special friend almost made Stults seem normal by comparison, really. Recess that day was the best one yet. Derek and Stults played with Scott and Kira, and no one cried, and no one got in trouble. It was the most fun Stults had had on the playground in weeks. Now that everyone's friendship status had been formalized, the lingering animosity between Scott and Derek seemed to evaporate, and Scott even pushed Derek on the swings for a little bit while Stults and Kira were on the slide. At snack time, Derek let Scott try his special milk, and Scott liked it. Stults was aghast. But what Stults was really looking forward to was story time, because now he didn't have to feel bad or guilty about who he was sitting next to and why. When they got their mats out, Scott watched Stults sit down on Derek's and decided he wanted to share with Kira. Miss Blake said that was okay, so they put two mats down side by side and lined up all in a row on them. Derek's blanket was bigger than everyone else's, big enough to cover Derek, Stults, Scott and Kira, so they shared it, even though it smelled like Play-Doh from being up in the storage bin for weeks. Stults sighed happily as he settled down into the cozy space between Derek and Scott, between his special friend and his best friend. Right before he fell asleep, he felt Scott's hand steal over and slip into his, a counterweight to Derek's reassuring grip on his other side. It was the best feeling in the world and exactly where he wanted to be forever. The end. Thank you.